The Luminous 100 Cultural Intelligence Building by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity Cultural Intelligence Building, Reading and Bridging Cultures as Living Systems. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Cultural Intelligence Building, Reading and Bridging Cultures as Living Systems. Contents. 1. Cultures as Living Systems, *. 2. Complexity Science. 3. Evolutionary Intelligence and Cultural Play, *. 4. Reading Cultures. 5. Bridging Cultures, Integration and Alignment, *. How to. 6. Chapter 6. 7. Chapter 7. Cultures as Living Systems. Tuning Fork. Haiku. River flows through stones. Each carves its path, reshapes the stream. Culture writes itself.
Good.
All life is problem solving. The higher the organism, the more complex the problems it solves and the greater its dependence on cultural tradition. Citation needed, claim. Parable. The Forest of Whispers. In an ancient forest, each tree belonged to a different culture. The oaks spoke in the language of strength and order, their roots deep and unyielding. The willows whispered stories of adaptability, bending with every breeze without breaking. The pines stood tall and solitary, their needles sharp with precision, while the vines wove between them, connecting what others saw as separate. One day, a great storm came. The oaks strained against the wind, their roots cracking under the pressure. The willows swayed gracefully, but were torn apart by those who clung too tightly to their flexibility. The pines, rigid in their purpose, snapped under the weight of ice and snow. Only the vines remained unbroken, having learned to dance with the storm rather than resist it. When the storm passed, the forest was forever changed. The oaks had lost some of their strength, the willows had scattered their seeds far and wide, and the pines, though broken, left behind a rich soil for new growth. But the vines? They had woven together a network so strong that it supported all the others, creating a living system where none had existed before. The animals of the forest watched in awe. A squirrel, who had always lived among the oaks, now ventured into the willows and found a new home. The birds nested in the vines, safe from the wind. And for the first time, the forest as a whole began to move with a rhythm that none of its parts could have created alone.
Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. 1. The observation circle. Spend 5 minutes each day observing interactions in your environment. Notice how people communicate, their body language, and the unspoken rules they follow. Reflect on how these patterns resemble or differ from your own cultural norms. 2. The luminous pause. Before engaging in a culturally complex situation, e.g., a meeting with people from different backgrounds, pause for 3 deep breaths. Ask yourself, what is this moment inviting me to see or learn? This practice cultivates presence and openness, allowing you to respond rather than react. 3. The playful experiment. Once a week, step out of your cultural comfort zone in a small but meaningful way. Try a new food, engage in a conversation where you don't dominate the narrative, or observe a ritual or tradition from another culture. Approach it with curiosity rather than judgment, noting how it feels to adapt and play within an unfamiliar system. These practices are designed to build cultural intelligence incrementally. They scale over time, becoming more profound as your awareness deepens. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cultural intelligence. Cultural intelligence, the fluid, adaptive capacity to navigate and bridge complex cultural systems with wisdom, playfulness, and a deep sense of interconnection. It is not merely about understanding other cultures, but about engaging with them as living, evolving organisms, where meaning emerges from interaction, conflict, and harmony. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. Where do you notice your own cultural system at work in your daily life? What rituals, language, or behaviors do you take for granted that shape your experience? 2. Middle searing. Recall a time when you felt deeply out of sync with another culture. What discomfort arose, not just in your mind, but in your body and spirit? How did you navigate it? Or where did you resist? 3. And reflective. If cultures were living organisms in a forest, what would it look like to move through that forest with grace, curiosity, and the ability to weave yourself into its rhythm rather than impose your own path? The body. Lila, divine play as the heart of cultural intelligence. At the center of this exploration is Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolutionary intelligence. Lila is not the serious work of mastering cultures or the rigid adherence to traditions. It is the space where cultures, like living systems, dance with one another in spontaneous, creative ways. The mechanism behind cultural emergence. Cultures are not static entities, but dynamic, self-organizing systems, much like dissipative structures in physics or autopoietic systems in biology. They evolve through interaction, conflict, and alignment, much like the vines in our parable that wove together to support the forest. This is the real mechanism behind what people often call the law of attraction, not a mystical force pulling like to like, but the natural tendency of complex systems to align with their environment when apertures, spaces for possibility, are cleared. Healing, whether in individuals or cultures, is not an act of will but a property of reality that moves through these cleared apertures. When we resist our cultural conditioning, we create blockages. When we allow ourselves to play within the system, we open pathways for evolution to flow. Every tradition is a mirror. Every tradition you encounter, no matter how different it seems from your own, is a mirror reflecting aspects of what you already are. The work is not about adopting or rejecting these mirrors, but about clearing the apertures between them, seeing how they overlap, conflict, and create new meaning when held in play. From the place before form, the space where the cosmic and the ridiculous coexist, Lila can be seen as play. This is where cultures bridge, where intelligence emerges not from force, but from fluid adaptation, humor, and a willingness to be reshaped by interaction. Aligning with complexity science. To understand Lila in cultural systems, we must align with complexity science. Self-organization. Cultures evolve without central control, just as ant colonies or neural networks do. Dissipative structures. They maintain stability while dissolving and reforming in response to energy flows, e.g., ideas, migrations, technological shifts. Complexity science. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter river cracks. Fish dance in the fracture light. Play writes the new.
Good.
The universe is not made of things but of relations, and these relations are what we call complexity. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna or a similar figure. Parable. The River Secret. Once, a young engineer sought to design a bridge over a wild river. She studied its currents, measured its depth, and mapped its banks with precision. But no matter how precise her calculations, the bridge collapsed again and again. Frustrated, she abandoned her plans until she met an elder who lived by the river. The elder took her upstream to where the river split into smaller streams that wove and twisted before reuniting. "Watch," he said. The engineer saw fish dart between the currents, plants bend without breaking, and the water itself shift in response to unseen forces. "The river does not resist," the elder said. "It listens, it plays, and in that play, it builds itself anew." The engineer returned to her designs, but this time, she left space for movement, for give and take. The bridge she built did not stand against the river. It danced with it. And though storms still tested its strength, it never collapsed again.
Structure et technique.
Complexity science offers 3 universal practices that scale over time. 1. Observation networks. Form small groups to observe cultural systems without judgment. Note patterns, interactions, and where energy stagnates or flows freely. Example, in a team, observe how decisions emerge, not who makes them. 2. Resonance mapping. Identify key elements, people, ideas, structures, that resonate with the system's goals. Let these guide action rather than force alignment. Example, in conflict resolution, map where parties naturally align and amplify those connections. 3. Dissipative practice. Regularly reflect on how energy flows through a system. Gently redirect stagnation or resistance by clearing apertures, spaces where the system can respond without friction. Example, after a meeting, journal where conversations felt stuck or fluid and adjust accordingly. Luminous definition. Complexity science. A field studying systems that are neither too simple nor too chaotic, where small changes can lead to large-scale transformations. It explores self-organization, emergent patterns, and the dynamics of living systems, whether biological, cultural, or social. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a moment in your life when you felt part of something greater than yourself? 2. Middle. Searing where in your world do you cling to control instead of allowing play and emergence? 3. And how might you design your next step not as a solution, but as an invitation to the system's own wisdom? The body, Lila, the play of systems. Lila is not chaos. It is the dance where order and disorder create. Like a dissipative structure forming in a fluid, or a cell dividing not by force but by response, cultural systems evolve when they are allowed to play. This play is the third factor in emergent systems, neither predestined nor random, but arising from the interaction of elements. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures, spaces where the system can respond without resistance. Every tradition, every culture, is a mirror reflecting back what we already are, systems in motion, seeking balance, evolving through play. This aligns with complexity science's principles. Self-organization. Systems, whether cells, cultures, or economies, organize themselves based on internal dynamics. Dissipative structures. Order emerges from the dissipation of energy, like eddies forming in a river. Autopoiesis. Living systems create and maintain themselves through their own interactions. Attractors. Systems naturally move toward stable patterns, cultural norms, for example, but these can shift when apertures are cleared. When we align with this playfulness, we stop forcing outcomes and start inviting emergence. Like the river in the parable, cultures bridge not by imposition but by resonance, responding to each other's currents without losing their own shape. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Complexity is not complicated. It's alive. 2. Play is the language of systems. 3. Healing is not an act. It's a property of space. 4. Traditions mirror what we already are, dancing. 5. Clear apertures and the system will right itself. 6. Evolution is not progress. It's play with consequences. 7. Lila is the water everything swims in. 3. Exercises. 1. Accessible. Map your resonances. Draw a simple map of your daily interactions, work, home, social. Circle the people or activities that feel most resonant, where you lose track of time or energy flows easily. Reflect. Where do I resist resonance? 2. Deepening. Clearing apertures. Identify one stuck pattern in your life, a habit, a conflict, a rigid belief. Instead of forcing change, observe where it resists and where it yields, like water finding its level. Action. Once a week, do nothing but notice the apertures in this pattern. Journal small shifts. 3. Advanced. Design as invitation. Choose a cultural or social system you engage with, a team, a community, a project. Instead of planning outcomes, design an invitation for it to self-organize, e.g., open forums, feedback loops, or deliberate ambiguity in goals. Track. How does the system respond? Where does play emerge? Citations. Citation needed. Quote about complexity. Citation needed. Lila as a concept. Origin and usage in spiritual/evolutionary contexts. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems theory, if applicable. Citation needed. references to self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and complexity science. Citation needed. Examples of cultural systems demonstrating these principles. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of complexity science through the lens of Lila, Divine Play, while also serving as part of a larger book on cultural intelligence building. It balances rigorous theory with practical exercises, humility with strong claims, and invites readers to engage deeply with the ideas. Evolutionary Intelligence and Cultural Play. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Evolution Dances. Not up nor down, but sideways. Play shapes the path.
Profond quote.
The universe is a self-excited system driven by play. Citation needed. Evolutionary Play. Parable. The Beavers of Two Rivers. Once, in a valley where two rivers met, there lived a community of beavers who built dams not just to survive, but to dance. They gnawed wood with rhythm. Their tails slapped the water like drumsticks, and their lodges were not just shelters but stages for their playful engineering. The elders said, "We do not build to endure. We endure because we play." One season, a great flood threatened to wash away their home. But the beavers did not panic. They played with the current, redirecting it in songs and leaps, turning destruction into a new landscape of channels and meadows. The flood became their partner in creation.
Structure et technique. Clearing aperture.
1. Aperture clearing. A daily practice where you identify one place in your life or work where you can clear an aperture, a moment or space where complexity can flow more freely, like opening a window for light. This could be a thought pattern, a cultural norm, or even a physical space. 2. Playful mapping. Use simple visual or written maps to trace how play operates in systems, from personal habits to cultural norms. For example, map out the rules of a game you love and see how they mirror or contrast with the rules of your work life. 3. Dissipative rituals. Create small, structured activities that dissolve old patterns, e.g., shaking out tension, a one-minute breath ritual, and invite new ones through playful engagement. These rituals help systems transition from rigidity to fluidity. Luminous definition. Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the spontaneous, joyful self-organization of reality that moves through cleared apertures, dissolving boundaries between self and system. 3 appreciative questions. 1. How do you notice play in your daily life or work? 2. Where in your culture or system is the aperture clogged, and what would it take to clear it? Searing question. 3. What if evolutionary intelligence were not just a theory, but a practice you could embody? The body, evolutionary intelligence, and cultural play. Evolutionary intelligence is not a thing you possess. It is the water you swim in. It is Lila, the divine play that moves through systems when their apertures are cleared, those moments where form dissolves and complexity flows like a river carving its own bed. This is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond mere attraction or repulsion. It is the spontaneous self-organization of reality itself. Healing, then, is not an act you perform on yourself, but a property of reality that moves through you when you cease to block its path. Every tradition, every culture, is a mirror of this truth. It reflects what we already are, not what we ought to be. The work is not to become something new, but to clear the apertures, to remove the blockages so that Lila can move freely. This is where cultural play comes in. Cultural play is how systems explore their own boundaries, testing them like a child pushes against limits to see where they bend. It is the space between rigid structure and chaos, where innovation happens not by force, but by curiosity. When cultures play, they co-create with reality. When they stop playing, they ossify. But what does it mean to play in a cultural context? It means engaging with complexity, not as a problem to solve, but as a partner to dance with. It is the art of clearing apertures, not just in your own mind, but in the systems you inhabit, so that what emerges is not predictable, but alive, not controlled, but responsive. This aligns with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis are all ways of describing Lila at work. Citation needed. Complexity science. Systems that play do not resist entropy. They harness it. They do not seek equilibrium. They seek the edge of chaos where new forms emerge. And yet, there is a danger here, a glibness that says everything is play, as if that Okay, I'm writing chapter 3 titled Evolutionary Intelligence and Cultural Play for the book Cultural Intelligence Building, Reading and Bridging Cultures as Living Systems. The chapter should be a complete whole-on that stands on its own but also fits within the broader theme of the book. First, I need to think about the structure. The user provided a detailed outline with movements. 1. Tuning fork. 1. Haiku plus 1. Profound quote. 2. Parable. A story without asserting the teaching directly. 3. Structure and technique. Simple. Universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Searing middle. End. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 9. Citations with placeholders for needed sources. Let's break this down. 1. Tuning fork. A haiku that uplifts and is original. A profound quote, likely from a source related to evolutionary intelligence or cultural play. 2. Parable. A story that subtly teaches the concept without being didactic.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that can be applied universally and scale over time. Think of something like mindfulness, but tied to evolutionary intelligence. 4. Luminous definition. A clear, boxed definition of a key term related to the chapter's theme. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an accessible question. Middle should be searing or thought-provoking. End with another reflective question. 6. The body. The core teaching about Lila, evolutionary intelligence, and cultural play. This should align with the themes of emergence, self-organization, and complexity science mentioned in the prompt. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Short, impactful aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter. 8. 3 exercises. Start simple and get more advanced. They should help readers engage with evolutionary intelligence and cultural play in their own lives or work. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible, but mark where citations are needed later without fabricating them. Step 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need something about evolution or play that is uplifting. Maybe something like winter solstice. A single seed cracks open. Laughter in the snow. But perhaps more directly related to evolutionary intelligence. Let's try. Evolution dances. Not up nor down, but sideways. Play shapes the path.
Profond quote.
I recall something about play from a philosophical or scientific source. Maybe from Jean Huizinga or Stuart Kaufman.
For example,
play is the highest form of evolution. Stuart Kaufman, though I'm not sure if he said that exactly. I'll need to verify later. But since citations are needed, perhaps I can attribute it to a more general idea and mark for citation later. For now, let's use. The universe is a self-excited system driven by play. Citation needed. Evolutionary play. Step 2. Parable. A story that subtly teaches the concept. Maybe about a culture or organism adapting through play. Example. Once, in a valley where two rivers met, there lived a community of beavers who built dams not just to survive, but to dance. They gnawed wood with rhythm. Their tails slapped the water like drumsticks, and their lodges were not just shelters but stages for their playful engineering. The elders said, "We do not build to endure. We endure because we play." One season, a great flood threatened to wash away their home. But the beavers did not panic. They played with the current, redirecting it in songs and leaps, turning destruction into a new landscape of channels and meadows. The flood became their partner in creation. Step 3. Structure and technique. Simple practices that scale over time. Maybe something like daily play mapping. Spend 5 minutes each day mapping out how play shows up in your life or culture, e.g., games, humor, experimentation. Cultural mirroring. Observe how different cultures play with their environments or traditions and adapt one of those techniques to your own context. Emergent storytelling. Write a short story where the protagonist solves a problem through play, then reflect on parallels in your life. But perhaps more formalized. Maybe inspired by LCAST, living systems and developmental theory, or autopoiesis. Let's think of something like 1. Clearing apertures, a daily practice of identifying one aperture or opening in your perception where you can engage with complexity playfully. 2. Resonant mapping, drawing or writing to map how your culture or system resonates with others, looking for patterns and playful interactions. 3. Dissipative rituals, creating small rituals that dissolve old structures like a 1 minute shakeout and invite new ones through play. But I'm not sure if this is clear enough yet. Maybe better to think of it as
structure et technique.
Aperture clearing, a daily practice where you identify one place in your life or work where you can clear an aperture, a moment or space where complexity can flow more freely, like opening a window for light. Playful mapping, using simple visual or written maps to trace how play operates in systems, from personal habits to cultural norms. Dissipative rituals, small, structured activities that dissolve old patterns, e.g., shaking out tension, and invite new ones through playful engagement. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition. Let's define Lila here since it's central. Luminous definition. Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the spontaneous, joyful self-organization of reality that moves through cleared apertures, dissolving boundaries between self and system. Step 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. How do you notice play in your daily life or work? 2. Middle searing. Where in your culture or system is the aperture clogged, and what would it take to clear it? 3. And reflective. What if evolutionary intelligence were not just a theory, but a practice you could embody? Step 6, the body. This is where the actual teaching happens, centered on Lila. It should weave in evolutionary intelligence as the third factor in emergent systems. Healing as a property of reality, not an act of the self. Aligning with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. The role of play and cleared apertures. Let me draft this part. The body, evolutionary intelligence, and cultural play. Evolutionary intelligence is not a thing you possess. It is the water you swim in. It is Lila, the divine play that moves through systems when their apertures are cleared, those moments where form dissolves and complexity flows like a river carving its own bed. This is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond mere attraction or repulsion. It is the spontaneous self-organization of reality itself. Healing, then, is not an act you perform on yourself, but a property of reality that moves through you when you cease to block its path. Every tradition, every culture, is a mirror of this truth. It reflects what we already are, not what we ought to be. The work is not to become something new, but to clear the apertures, to remove the blockages so that Lila can move freely. This is where cultural play comes in. Cultural play is how systems explore their own boundaries, testing them like a child pushes against limits to see where they bend. It is the space between rigid structure and chaos, where innovation happens not by force, but by curiosity. When cultures play, they co-create with reality. When they stop playing, they ossify. But what does it mean to play in a cultural context? It means engaging with complexity, not as a problem to solve, but as a partner to dance with. It is the art of clearing apertures, not just in your own mind, but in the systems you inhabit, so that what emerges is not predictable, but alive, not controlled, but responsive. This aligns with real complexity science. Self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis are all ways of describing Lila at work. Systems that play do not resist entropy. They harness it. They do not seek equilibrium. They seek the edge of chaos where new forms emerge. And yet, there is a danger here, a glibness that says everything is play, as if that erases pain or difficulty. Warmth without humility can become fluff. The architectural rigor of Volkast, Living Systems and Developmental Theory reminds us that play must be grounded in structure. There must be a map, not just movement. So, how do we engage with this? Not by preaching, but by practicing, by clearing apertures in our own lives and seeing what moves through them. By asking searing questions, where is the aperture clogged? And then, with humility, beginning to clear it. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. Short, punchy aphorisms. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Cleared apertures let Lila dance. 3. Healing is not an act, it's a property. 4. Every culture mirrors what you already are. 5. Structure and play are not opposites, they are partners. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen through cleared apertures. 7. Evolutionary intelligence swims in play, not against the current. Step 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Play mapping. Spend 5 minutes a day sketching or writing about where you see play in your environment, whether it's in nature, art, work, or social interactions. Notice how it feels and what it creates. 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing ritual. Once a week, identify one aperture in your life, a place where you feel stuck or blocked, and spend 10 minutes journaling about what would happen if you let go of that blockage. Then, take one small action to clear it. 3. Advanced. Cultural play lab, in a group or solo. Design experiment where you introduce playful elements into a cultural process, e.g., meetings, team dynamics, and observe how the system responds. Reflect on what emerges and how it changes the structure over time. Step 9. Citations. I need to mark where citations are needed. For example, the quote about the universe is a self-excited system driven by play needs a source. References to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis should be cited. Volkast, Living Systems and Developmental Theory comes from Emmanuel Santa Anna's work, so that can be attributed. Now, let's assemble this into a cohesive chapter. Evolutionary intelligence and cultural play. Tuning fork. Haiku. Evolution dances. Not up nor down, but sideways. Play shapes the path.
Profond quote.
The universe is a self-excited system driven by play. Citation needed. Evolutionary play. Parable. The beavers of two rivers. Once, in a valley where two rivers met, there lived a community of beavers who built dams not just to survive, but to dance. They gnawed wood with rhythm, their tails slapped the water like drumsticks, and their lodges were not just shelters but stages for their playful engineering. The elder said, "We do not build to endure. We endure because we play." One season, a great flood threatened to wash away their home. But the beavers did not panic. They played with the current, redirecting it in songs and leaps, turning destruction into a new landscape of channels and meadows. The flood became their partner in creation.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Aperture clearing. A daily practice where you identify one place in your life or work where you can clear an aperture. A moment or space where complexity can flow more freely, like opening a window for light. This could be a thought pattern, a cultural norm, or even a physical space. 2. Playful mapping. Use simple visual or written maps to trace how play operates in systems, from personal habits to cultural norms. For example, map out the rules of a game you love and see how they mirror or contrast with the rules of your work life. 3. Dissipative rituals. Create small, structured activities that dissolve old patterns, e.g., shaking out tension, a 1-minute breath ritual, and invite new ones through playful engagement. These rituals help systems transition from rigidity to fluidity. Luminous definition. Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the spontaneous, joyful self-organization of reality that moves through cleared apertures, dissolving boundaries between self and system. Three appreciative questions. 1. How do you notice play in your daily life or work? 2. Where in your culture or system is the aperture clogged, and what would it take to clear it? Searing question. 3. What if evolutionary intelligence were not just a theory, but a practice you could embody? The body, evolutionary intelligence, and cultural play. Evolutionary intelligence is not a thing you possess. It is the water you swim in. It is Lila, the divine play that moves through systems when their apertures are cleared. Those moments where form dissolves and complexity flows like a river carving its own bed. This is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond mere attraction or repulsion. It is the spontaneous self-organization of reality itself.